Can a person be enlightened without ever sitting? Or without ever hearing the Dhamma? Was anyone ever enlightened before the Buddha? The Buddha himself characterized his teaching or his awakening as him finding an ancient path that had been neglected, had been covered over, so that there has been enlightened beings prior to the Buddha, and he was, say, awakening to an ancient lineage or ancient possibility. The sitting aspect is, say, not so essential in the sense of, you know, what is most essential is the quality of mindfulness and wisdom. And generally the sitting practice is a helpful tool. And there's some practitioners I know who don't use the sitting posture that much, but there's a special effort put into, say, like walking meditation, or the... but that's usually the sitting is an opportunity for stilling, and that the quality of stilling and settling is essential. It isn't so much that it's the sitting that is the crucial thing. It's that ability to settle, to still internally. Of course, there was a question asked of Ajahn Chah, you know, is it necessary to sit for long periods of time to progress in the practice? And, you know, his response is, well, chickens sit for a long period of time, and they don't get very far. So that, but then if one ever saw Ajahn Chah sit, and there was something really special about when he sat meditation, you know, lead us as a group. It's just always just rock solid. It was like, you know, seeing a mountain sitting there. It was really very special. The question about without ever hearing the Dhamma, that's the critical part. In the sense of to be able to hear the Dhamma, to be able to hear the teachings of the Buddha, to be able to be exposed to an exposition of truth. Because the basic mode for us is, as that phrase I mentioned earlier, you know, bound by ignorance and obstructed by craving. And as long as that is the baseline, then without hearing Dhamma, without being able to be exposed to teachings, to true teachings, then it's very impossible, really. You can, you know, we circle around and around our habits.